Bernanke intends to completely make it clear, make it very emphatically clear, that they're going to continue this. Some people say even through maybe the end of 2014. The Fed has established some targets in terms of when they might stop quantitative easing and quit suppressing interest rates. They say when unemployment falls to 6.5% or inflation exceeds 2.5%. Of course, we know that unemployment did drop last month to 7.7%. That's a long way from 6.5%. Inflation running at about 2%, according to the government. Of course, if you keep up with the peanut butter index or the Velveeta cheese index, you know it's more than 2%, but at least that's what the government is saying. And we're also going to continue what we talked about yesterday, taking a look at what happened in Cyprus. We talked about the gallbladder attack the markets were having yesterday. Cyprus, this tiny nation holding the world hostage, because they need about a $14 billion bailout from the Euro, from the European Central Bank, and et cetera. In exchange for that, they said they're not going to give them that bailout unless they basically seize some assets of their depositors. And so the parliament in Cyprus is going to have to vote and decide what to do. Yesterday it caused the market to drop 62 points, second trading day in a row that the market had dropped. So far Dow futures are up, but there's a lot of things circulating, and who knows what the day will bring.
When unemployment drops below 6.5%, when was the last time that was?
Well, it's been a while. And of course, they'll take the punch bowl away from the party when that happens, and they'll allow interest rates to begin to rise. And we'll see what happens. We do know, of course, if you're a depositor, if you're a net depositor instead of a net lender, or a net borrower, if you're borrowing money, you think these rates are great. If you're depositing money, if you've got investments or CDs, you think these rates stink.
Yeah, okay. John, we appreciate it. Thanks,
sir.
All right. John Taylor, he is with Stern Agee & Leach. They are located at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You'd like to talk to John, 782-2527. You can also email him at johntaylor@sternag.com. Also, Mark Myers, he's over there too. He's a good guy. M. Myers, M-Myers@sternag.com. So, and you can call and ask for him as well, 782-2527. It's 7th edition of Arklahoma Today.